The fat of the grass. As I watch the slow browsing cow, the sway of her udders, the weightless bounding grace of the deer, cloud drifts of sheep, all grazing, I wonder of what this grass is made that feeds these sinewy lives. Lithe spines holding memory from the first reaching blade, like salt remembering the sea. Climbing out of ancestral spirals, all these wild 70 million years long, parenting with the expectant soil, bringing sun-risen green bread, rolling out over hills and fields, waving to all the good creatures, "Come, friends, eat my leaves, and I will return, greening the sunbeam, tall, proud, and tremulous." Nesting. I'd like to be a nest long enough to receive an arrival. I imagine my expectant robin locating a fitting spot to piece me together in the hidden crotch of a lofty maple tree. Drawing feathers in, she goes about her art, teasing out dry grasses, pulling sedges, gathering pliant twigs from forest trove. Threads of tinsel from a half-buried Christmas tree are woven in to enchant the coming babes while she's out winning worms. While I'm woofed and wefted, entwined as a homespun wreath, her doting helpmate maintains provisions. With her mouthfuls of mud, I am mortared. Wickerwork done, I am a timely basket, fit to hold her precious bounty. At last she rests, her soft orange breast now burrowed into this birth of her making. Though I'm fashioned from Earth's dead matter, her living spirit fills me with pulsing warmth. I hold her patient presence as we await the coming. A trembling begins. Her grasping innards strain to expel a form whose beauty is wrought by the hollow which holds it, tapered with a slowing elegance that midwifes its release. Her stoic delivery of these ordinary miracles, three perfect sky blue eggs, leaves the gentle weight of heaven inside me. With warming wings, she swaddles her cerulean jewels. Within each rests a milky sun and dawning baby bird. Days of tending pass, each fleshly nebula ripening into avian form, airship eyes, wing buds, feather hairs, their firming beaks press cramped capsules. Faint percussive sounds vibrate inside, tapping, cracking, a long unzipping opens the seal. Hatchlings tumble out into the vast sky world. While mother takes her frequent flights to sustain their ravenous chirps, I keep them steady in their place until the heightened moment when their deepest hunger is quickened Strength and daring springs their fledgling legs. Wings unfurl like flames in the heart-soaring thrill of their first flight. Now, an empty nest, I remain their launching pad.